88.3 WCQR, Francesca Battistelli and the Motion of Mercy, 752 on Breakfast Radio.
It's going to be kind of a cloudy day. We had a few showers here and there. We had highs of 77 degrees. Mike, what are you playing?
Will you just stay at home and lie around?
Is this your new jam?
It's my theme song.
Oh, it is.
We don't do anything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My wife says so anyway.
Oh, okay, yeah. Did Stacy send this to you?
Yes.
Oh, she did, okay. The Pirates Who Don't Do Anything. Does this have anything to do with the fact that it's National Speak Like a Pirate Day?
Nar.
Oh, heavens. Well, you know what? If we're going to talk like a pirate, don't we need a name like a pirate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you found some kind of way to come up with a pirate name, right?
Yeah, this is kind of crazy. Apparently, you take your first letter from your first name, and it gives you a name. And then you use the month you were born, and that gives you another name. And then you use the first letter from your last name. So there's a whole chart on this. So, Mike, what's your pirate name?
My pirate name. What is me pirate name? I've forgotten it already. Merciless Jack Pinkney.
Oh, I like it. This sounds really good. Let's see. I'm looking at mine. Oh, great. Fantastic. It's Husky Flora Atherton. I really don't like my name. I like my other name. But you know what? There's a pirate generator name, too. Uh-huh. I put your name in there, too, just to kind of get another backup name.
Right.
Yours is Not So Courageous Bobby.
No. Yeah. I don't like that one.
Yeah, well, it's not as bad as mine. Captain Anita Roughknuckles.
Been through the water. Cal Matthews, 88.3 WCQR. The sky is already turning partly cloudy here at our studios in Gray, so we're going to expect some sunshine later today. Highs in the upper 30s.
You know that song, Mike, Been Through the Water? That's mm-hmm. never going to be the same for me after Sunday.
Oh, why?
Oh, I was at church with my parents, mm-hmm. and we were listening to Pastor Jamie Ferguson out in Elizabethton. It was so powerful that here I am in my church lady mode going, somebody's going to get saved. This is going to be amazing. Someone's going to come to know the Lord today. Mm-hmm. And I was praying about that. I was like, this is going to be awesome. Someone's going to you just know when you know it's powerful. Little did I know it was my mom.
Your mom?
My mom. When the invitation came, she headed straight past, I mean, as fast as she could, and went down to the front of the church and was saved. Became wow. to know the Lord. And she said that the Lord had been saying that she didn't have the love in her witness yeah. for Jesus Christ. It was just perfunctory. Mm-hmm. And this is a woman who's been in church for years. The other cool part is I look down and I kind of have to chuckle about that. And that's what makes me think of this song. He says, you can't wear your old shoes on your brand new feet.
Yeah.
Mom took her shoes off when she went down to the front of the church. I looked down and there were her shoes. And I was like, what in the world? This is a woman who told us to keep our shoes on in church. It was her reverend. She said she didn't want anything to hinder her from going down to the front and just professing her love for Jesus Christ. She tells me now that, wow, God's answered her. She has a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I am just blown away. And seeing the joy yeah. is just awesome. Good morning, WCQR.
I've been the youth leader at my church and led a Bible study at my home for the last 2 years. And it's just like you said, it's all in my head, not in my heart. But it is now. I'll never forget the story she just told because I just developed that relationship just now.
Listener funded, 88.3 and 104.3 WCQR. That is Jeremy Camp and My God. It is 5:21. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Riddles. And maybe there's been a time that you arrived at an event and no one really seemed to notice you or even care that you were there, while others were being warmly welcomed with loving arms. How'd that make you feel? Probably not too good. Well, an old missionary couple had been working in Africa for years, and they were returning to New York City to retire. And they discovered they were booked on the same ship as President Teddy Roosevelt, who was returning from one of his big game hunting expeditions, and no one paid much attention to them. But when the ship docked in New York, a big brass band, the mayor, and other dignitaries greeted the president. However, no one noticed the missionary couple. That night, the man's spirit broke. He said to his wife, "Honey, I just can't take this. God is not treating us fairly." And his wife replied, "Why don't you go into the bedroom and tell that to the Lord?" Well, a short time later, he came out from the bedroom, but now his face was completely different. His wife asked, "Dear, what happened?" "Well, honey, the Lord settled it with me," he said. "I told him how bitter I was that the president should receive this tremendous homecoming when no one met us as we returned home." However, as I finished praying, it seemed as though the Lord put his hand on my shoulder and simply said, "But you're not home yet." 88.3 and 104.3 WCQR. Hey, I'm Mike Riddles, and it only takes two words to get you back where you need to be. Here they are. My God.
88.3 WCQR, Big Daddy Weave, and the only name will be...
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Guess what?
Okay, why?
I told you I have a secret, right?
Yes, and you've held on to that for about 45 minutes, which has just shocked me.
That's true. But I'm ready to tell you my secret, but I'm going to do it in a fun way, okay?
Okay.
I've got three songs that I absolutely love, but all three of them have something in common that tells you my secret.
Okay, so all three in something in common. Okay, I'm with you. All right.
All right. You ready for song number one?
All right, let's hear it.
Here it is. Okay, what do you think that means?
I don't know what that is. What?
It's Baby of Mine from the Dumbo movie.
And I'm supposed to know that?
It's so cute!
Okay, Baby of Mine by the Dumbo movie. I probably saw that a long time ago.
Okay, all right, so you're not guessing now. Okay, so let me help you some more. I got a second song. You ready?
Oh, now that one I know.
Okay, yeah.
Baby, Baby, Amy Grant.
Okay, so Baby, Baby. So what do you think so far?
So far, all right. So we got the Dumbo Baby movie and Baby, Baby by Amy Grant. Amy Grant's going to be in a Disney movie.
Oh, no, Mike. That's not what it is. No. Okay, let me, bless your heart. Let me try to help one more time. Okay, I got a third song. You ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go.
Little curly hair in a high chair. Little curly hair. In a high chair.
I have no idea what that is. What is that?
That's one of my favorite artists. It's Fats Waller, and it's Little Curly Hair in a High Chair.
You're going back even before my time.
I know, but I love Fats Waller. Okay, it's one of my favorite songs.
Baby in a High Chair, Baby, Baby, and a Dumbo. Baby!
Yes, that's
Does that mean what I think it means?
Yes, it does! I'm having a baby!
Awesome! Woo-hoo! How cool is that?
I'm so excited.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I know this is something you've wanted, and I'm excited for you.
Well, thank you very much.
We are listener-supported 88.3 WCQR. Good evening. I'm Randy Pierce. Thanks for joining me this evening. Are you going through a tough time? Remember, with the Lord, you can overcome anything. Here's Mandisa.
Listener-funded 88.3 and 104.3 WCQR. That is Francesca Battistelli with Write Your Story. 521, hey, I'm Mike Riddles, and words really do make a difference. Chris Hager, an 8-year-old boy, was injured playing soccer when a ball was kicked into his stomach, and at the hospital, an ultrasound later revealed internal bleeding. And then doctors diagnosed Chris with a rare form of liver cancer and put him on the national waiting list for a liver transplant. He was undergoing chemotherapy, and Chris really experienced a lot of difficult things for a child to undergo. And during this time, Chris's dad lovingly took his son's hand and took him for a walk and said, "Son, this is going to be the toughest competition of your life, but never give up." Well, Chris received a liver transplant, and now, 3 years later, he's on an elite soccer team playing for the number one team in the country. So how did Chris get through it? Love and encouraging words from his hero.
88.3 WCQR, that's Matthew West, and hello, my name is. And I got to tell you, Hannah, that's one of those songs that really just impacts your life.
And that makes me wonder, what WCQR song is ministering to your life right now?
This song came on, and it began to minister to my heart and save my life. It was "Lead Me" by Faith Is Real. I had just had a baby. I was using marijuana. The father was addicted to alcohol, and I just really wanted a change in my life. He just ministered to my heart and told me I didn't have to live that way anymore, that he wanted more for me. It just changed everything, and I'm just so thankful for that day and that change in my life.
88.3 and 104.3 WCQR. Good evening. I'm Randy Pierce. It's great to have you with me tonight. Has someone hurt you deeply and it seems like there's no way that you can forgive them? Well, I'm hoping this song encourages you tonight to forgive them and set your own heart free from pain. It's Matthew West.
Listener funded, 88.3 and 104.3 WCQR. It's the Newsboys and God's Not Dead. Hey, I'm Mike Riddles, and where do you listen to WCQR most?
I listen to it all the time, especially when I have the kids in the car, and I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and it's really cool because my 5-year-old has started to sing along. So, and especially songs like Overcomer, it's really neat to hear her singing along in the back seat. So it's just an encouragement every day, everywhere I go.
What a night. It's a Point of Grace, 88.3 WCQR, as we celebrate Christmas 720 at Breakfast Radio.
You know, Mike, went to the Salvation Army day after Thanksgiving and just kind of see if we can help out. You know me, I come in, and there's several ways you can serve in the soup kitchen. You can actually hand out food, you can make drinks, or you can just sit and talk with the people. And so that's what I did. I sat in front of a man named Matt. He looked me straight in the eye, and he said, I ate out of a dumpster.
Wow.
I almost lost it right there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I looked down on my arm, and I was trying to gain composure. So I looked him back in the eye, and I said, I know. And he looked at me, and he said, no, you don't know. Hmm. And you know, Mike, he was right. I've never eaten out of a dumpster in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
And this was in downtown Kingsport. And so I said, you know, I don't know. You're right. I said, is there anything I can do for you? He said, you can pray for me. He said, I know that's the best thing. And I said, well, how can I pray for you? He said, pray for me for guidance. Can I encourage you, if you'd really like to just see Jesus' love in action, be a part of Soup Kitchen, volunteer somehow. There are so many people out there right here in our area that need our help and need a little love.
And maybe say a prayer for Hannah's friend Matt today. If for guidance, that's all he's asking for.
We are listener supported, 88.3 and 104.3 WCQR. Good evening, I'm Randy Pierce. Clear night tonight in East Tennessee. Thank you for joining me. Now here's a brand new song from The Afters that encourages you to cry out to the Lord even through the toughest times in life.
88.3 WCQR, Stephen Curtis Chapman, All Things New, and we are just wrapping up a day of giving here on WCQR, which I just got to tell you guys is frankly blown us away. We've got Hannah and Mike Riddles and Randy Pierce in the studio. This has just been a huge success, guys.
Yeah, we've teamed up with our friends at Second Harvest Food Bank to help feed literally thousands of hungry people a Thanksgiving meal. And in doing so, bless their lives.
All right, so this year, we wanted to help feed 5,500 families. That's around 20,000 people affected. So we ask you to be just as generous as you possibly could.
So, Mike.
Yeah?
The big question, did we reach our goal?
We did not.
Oh.
But we did surpass it! Yeah! Thanks to everybody. Everybody who donated and supported this ministry. WCQR's listing family members, you are just so awesome. We didn't just feed 5,500 families. We fed 6,300 families, and that is huge.
Wow, you're not kidding. That means we're going to write a check to Second Harvest Food Bank for nearly $160,000 thanks to each and every one of you.
Listener supported, 88.3 WCQR. It's Toby Mac and me without you. It is 519. Hey, good Thursday afternoon. My name is Mike Riddles. And maybe there's been a time that you received a phone call in the past that completely caught you off guard. Ever happened to you? Well, earlier today, my wife, Jennifer, called and when I answered, I could tell she was upset about something. So I said, Jen, you know, what's going on? What's wrong? And she said, we can't find Jaden's fish. Now, Jaden is my little 6-year-old daughter, and we got her a fish tank and a rainbow freshwater shark for Christmas. And no, it doesn't have any teeth. Jen whispers in the phone. She's like, Mike, did you do something with the fish? You know, thinking maybe the little fish had died and Dad had disposed of it so Jaden wouldn't see it. I whispered back, no, I didn't do anything with the fish. So we're completely baffled. What happened to the fish? And how did it mysteriously disappear? I immediately knew how I was going to be spending my lunch break today. So I head to the house during lunch, and there's my little girl waiting for Daddy to somehow, miraculously, find her fish. I'm looking in the tank, and I kid you not, guys, there's no fish. I move the gravel, still no fish. Then I look under the leg, that holds the filter, and there he is. My little girl said it best, thank the Lord, Barney's alive.